This is KCUR 89.3. It's been a little more than a year since the death of acclaimed Kansas City poet Michelle Boisseau. Her work was fearless and direct, as in these lines from a poem called Cataract.
And we could see our mother was naked and so thin, her breasts were like staring knot holes, skin stretched over her bones like bark.
Now, as KCUR contributor Anne Kniggendorf reports, an opera singer and a composer have set some of Boisseau's poems to music.
Kansas City soprano Victoria Botero did not know poet Michelle Boisseau, but they did have mutual friends. After Boisseau died in November of 2017, one of those friends suggested that Botero set the poet's words to music.
They spoke about Michelle's vitality.
Botero knew exactly the composer she would ask to write the music. Susan Kander lives in New York, but has roots in Kansas City. Botero had worked with her on another project years ago.
After every performance, it was just utter silence. And then the applause started, and then the lights came up, and the entire audience is bathed in tears. And I thought, maybe there's something more to how Susan sets text.
Botero approached Kander about the project. Kander read all five collections of Boisseau's poetry and agreed to take the commission, though she knew honoring the work of another professional artist would be a challenge.
The thing that most amazed me about Boisseau's poetry was that every single poem is about something very real, very concrete. These poems were visceral, told stories, gave us images that we could follow with our ears, and images that I could relate to in music.
Much of Boisseau's work is autobiographical, so the song cycle Kander ultimately wrote serves as a way to not only memorialize the poet's work, but key moments of her life as well.
And it begins with Michelle speaking, and she's relating a moment when she was a little girl. They were living in abject poverty in the South, and the doctor's wife comes to her mother and says, well, if you're that broke, put the kids up for adoption. So the music starts with this Sprechstimme, with this sung speech, but it goes into really high notes when you hear the doctor's wife say these things.
If you're that broke, put the kids up for adoption.
The second movement is very short and very brutal, and it is most of a poem entitled Cataract.
New Letters on the Air archived Boisseau reading the poem in 2011 at Rockhurst University. It's about the end of her mother's life.
Bursts of irritation with the hospital gown ended when she got the thing off, despite our efforts to stop her from compromising the modesty she'd held fast to all her life, at least the part we had known.
Kander says the words on the page immediately began to sing to her. Here's Botero with the same poem.
Irritation burst of irritation with the hospital gown!
Kander's song cycle allows people who knew Michelle Boisseau to hear the poet's voice again.
But it's not necessary to have known her to appreciate this piece of music. Of course, it's particular to Michelle Boisseau, but the way in which she speaks so personally about herself reaches people who never knew her.
Michelle Boisseau's poems are their own legacy, and people will be able to read them in her books for the imaginable future. But what better way to memorialize someone than by adding another dimension to their legacy? Kander says the cycle will eventually be recorded. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Anne Kniggendorf.